the LST 325 Memorial is hosting a free memorial ceremony on Saturday at 10:30 a.m. to mark the 80th anniversary of D-Day, the date in 1944 when Allied forces mounted an attack against the Germans occupying northern France. Volunteers will soon be preparing the LST for the event. Here, Richard Fossier leads a tour of the ship on Thursday.
These were the vessels that were used to assault the beach with, part of the amphibious crew.
He's referring to the Higgins boats attached to the LST. They were depicted storming the beaches on Saving Private Ryan. One of the volunteer crew members is James Sarge Goodall, a 27-year veteran himself.
Well, tomorrow we're going to get the decks cleaned up, everything moved around, and put off the bunting, chairs, that type of thing, get ready for the Saturday ceremony.
The LST 325 docked in Evansville was used to storm the beaches of Normandy on D-Day. LST stands for Landing Ship Tank, delivering items right to the beach, says Corey Burdett with the LST 325 Memorial.
They carried tanks, troops, vehicles, supplies, ammo, and virtually anything else you can think of directly right onto the beaches, especially at Normandy.
The LST 325 was used on D-Day and has the 20mm and 40mm round bullet holes to prove it.
And the LST was not used just at D-Day. It was also used in the Salerno and Sicily invasions in 1943, and she would even go on to have service afterwards. She would be a part of the Cold War with the Dewline Radar Missions Project in the 1950s, and she would also...
And she carried on serving until 1999. The D-Day Memorial Ceremony will feature historic vehicles, historic reenactors, a Navy Lieutenant Commander as a speaker, and LST tours for the standard fees.
The goal is to help preserve and honor the memory of one of the most iconic and ambitious amphibious landings in world history, and to help honor the men and women who helped make it happen.
Women, he says, made up 48% of the workforce in World War II, building LSTs right here in Evansville. The memorial ceremony is free, but tours cost the standard $15 for adults. Children over age 5 are $7.50. Goodall says such events also celebrate the war effort on the home front.
We hope we have a good turnout because Evansville's got a lot of history here. They built aircraft here, built tanks here, built ships here, ammo, whole lot of history here that they did back then. And that's, we celebrate what they did on the home front.
What do you enjoy about working on the LST as a crew member?
Because of the history it preserves. Most museums, you go to them, you can go through it, look at it, but you can't touch it, you can't feel it. Here on the ship, you see it, you feel it, and you smell it, because this is living history.
For WNIN News, I'm Tim Jagalow.